All right. Well, let's see. Karen's calling us from Tacoma. Hi, Karen. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Dr. Wright, hello. I second what the gentleman before me said about being thankful for you. What's been going on with me is I went into the emergency ward back on November 5th with what they diagnosed as a partial bowel blockage. I've been constipated all my life because I've had thyroid problems since really young, and started taking thyroid medication in my early 20s. Actually, before I was even 20, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, since then, the doc or the PA at the doctor's office has had a large battery of tests and what have you run that have come up with not very much at all. And the PA wasn't explaining even the results of the tests or giving any indication as to what to do. And this is over 3 months later. And I finally called in one day and spoke to the nurse. And I said, you know, you folks haven't even run a stool specimen. I used to live in South America for almost 30 years. And and I lived in an underdeveloped country, and having parasites contracting them was pretty common. Anyhow, I finally, the PA actually responded to that. And she was so nice this last time I went in. And she said, I think that what you may have is IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And I'm wondering, what's the best way to treat that?
Well, if it's irritable bowel syndrome, ma'am, two things. But we got to take our break right here, so if you'd hang on, we'll get back to you right after the break. Okay, we better get back to things here. We certainly won't do a commercial announcement. The time's too short. You still with us, Karen?
I'm waiting right here, Dr. Wright.
Oh, well, thank you. Very kind of you. Okay. Anyway, irritable bowel syndrome. Here's something you could do for yourself right away, and that is go to your natural food store, go to your compounding pharmacy, home dispensary, wherever you want to go. And oddly enough, get a B vitamin. I'm not kidding. Vitamin B2. It comes in 50 milligram size. Now, here's why, ma'am. If this is irritable bowel syndrome, and remember, we're assuming that it is here for this answer. If this is irritable bowel syndrome, then many studies have found that there is a certain bacteria that is lower than most people, lower than average, in the guts of people with irritable bowel syndrome. Now, fairly recently, a research group found that if we take vitamin B2, these little bacteria love it, and this is a beneficial bacteria for people because it makes butyrate, which helps to heal the inside lining of the colon. And if folks with IBS take vitamin B2, number one, they're never going to do themselves any harm. All it does is turn the urine yellow. And if you happen to be a guy, you can go paint the snow with your urine. Anyway, it's a 50 milligram. People I've recommended it to take it twice a day. And I cannot tell you it has worked for all because I wasn't certain that the diagnosis was made correctly for everybody. But the majority of people who really appeared to have irritable bowel syndrome, their symptoms got a lot better. So that's one simple thing you can start doing right away. It's research shown how it works by increasing this bacteria that is usually at much lower level in people with IBS than people who don't have IBS. And what the bacteria does is known. So you can do that. Now, the other thing is there does happen to be a clinic that you may or may not have heard of in the Seattle area. It's called the IBS Treatment Center. And there's a doctor, W-A-N-G-E-N, there. And I have talked to people who've been there who have IBS, and almost uniformly, they've done very well. So you might look into that. I would go get the riboflavin right away because who knows how long it takes to make a doctor's appointment. But that IBS Treatment Center, at least among the people I've talked to who've been there, has a very good reputation. That's all they do, by the way, is IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Wright. Did you say vitamin D2 or
B2? No, B2 as in boy. B as in boy. B2. Yeah, that's how come you can paint the snow yellow with it.
I think that my hearing may be going.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much.